Good afternoon, ICANN 61, Sunday, March 11th, GAC participation in CCW accountability work session.
So, good afternoon, everyone. If we can please take our seats, we'll be starting shortly. Thank you. So, welcome back, everyone. I hope you had a good lunch. So we're now starting our GAC discussion on agenda item 13 on cross-community working group on accountability work stream 2, scheduled at 1:30 on Sunday, 11 March, for 60 minutes. And again, I remind everyone to please state your name and affiliation whenever you request the floor. Thank you. So, Tom, would you like to take us through the brief first and then we can open the discussion?
Thank you, Manal, and good afternoon, everybody. Given the continuing turnover of GAC membership and the fact that there are, again, a number of new members here, I have been asked to just quickly give you some background on how we, both the GAC and indeed ICANN, arrived at the current position as regards something called CCWGWS2. So I've been asked to move away from ICANN speak and acronyms and try to put the matter in some context before asking the GAC members who have been at some meetings already on this matter here in Puerto Rico to inform you further. So we are looking here at GAC participation in a cross-community working group, and the GAC is a what is called a chartering organisation of the group, and with a cross-community working group under ICANN procedures, the chartering organisations help to write the terms of reference and participate and take a view on the final recommendations and report of the group. Now, the GAC is one of a number of ICANN organisations which are chartering organisations of this cross-community working group. Now, this is Workstream 2 of ICANN accountability work. What happened to Workstream 1? Some of you may wonder. So let's just go back a bit. The working group is dealing with enhancing ICANN accountability, particularly ICANN accountability to the community. The reason there was a Workstream 1 and why significant changes were recommended and implemented by this group 2 years ago or accepted, the implementation is continuing. The Workstream 1 activities were adopted by the board in 2016, and the GAC was a member of that first stream of work. That accountability work, which made which gave the ICANN community significant new powers in relation to the ICANN board and its budget, in a thing called the Empowered Community, of which you may have seen some previous briefing, that was required to be done by 2016 because of the transition of the IANA function, that is the internet's sort of core addressing functions, transition from oversight by the US government to oversight by the international community through ICANN. And part of that was making ICANN more accountable, so a number of recommendations were put into place. However, a number of other recommendations to make ICANN even more accountable were to be continued in a second stream of work. And it's this second stream of work to make ICANN even more accountable that you're being asked to consider at this session. The GAC has been actively represented by a number of members through both streams of work and continues to be so. The issues that the group is now moving to finalise in a single draft report, which will go out for public comment sometime in the next 2 months, the issues concern ICANN jurisdiction, the accountability of particular supporting organisations and advisory committees, including the GAC, but all of the others. The question of ICANN application of its obligations in relation to human rights, diversity across the ICANN community, transparency of ICANN operations, the role of the ICANN Ombudsman, increasing the accountability of ICANN staff, and the community engagement process, which is a process which is supposed to be gone through before formal complaints are taken up to another level. Now, some of that work was substantially completed last year. In the lead-up to this meeting, a number of subgroups have finalised their recommendations, and there was a meeting of the entire working group on Friday, 2 days ago, in which a number of GAC members participated. And it's at this point I think it's reasonable, Manal, to ask some of those members to provide an update, because the GAC has five formally appointed members of that of this cross-community working group. They are Argentina, Brazil, Iran, Canada and Denmark. And I know at least four of those countries are present in this room and indeed were present at the meeting on Friday. I know because I was there as well. So the normal practice with this group has been to ask the GAC members involved to provide an update of the most recent meeting and where things go next. So I'll leave that introduction at that point, Manal, and see if... over to you.
Thank you very much, Tom, and I think now I'll see if any of the GAC participants would like to brief us on the latest updates in light of the meeting that took place here on the Friday, I think. So any... Denmark, please, Finn. Go ahead.
Thank you, Manal. I can at least... start and thank you to Tom, because I think he gave a very good introduction and framing what we are have on the agenda here. I sent around to GAC a dashboard on Friday during the meeting. There was a little break, so I had the time, and I will encourage colleagues to look at the dashboard. The dashboard is a report how work are progressing on the eight topics which are discussed under the workstream two. As Tom said on the meeting on Friday, there was four topics which haven't been through the second reading, and those subjects was staff accountability, diversity, the Ombudsman's office and jurisdiction, and all of the topics under Workstream 2 is important for GAC, but especially the jurisdiction and the diversity. During the meeting, the CCWG come to consensus on all of these issues, not on full consensus on the jurisdiction, but there was the sufficient consensus so that it will now be possible to make a final report. And as Tom said, it is foreseen that the final report will go out for public hearing in beginning of April, and there will be the usual 40 days hearing period. And we have the possibility, members, GAC members and others, to comment on it. I will say that it is not foreseen that we should comment on the substance. The substance have been out for public hearing before. Now it is more if there is inconsistency between the recommendations or interdependency. That is the primary purpose of the public hearing. After the public hearing, the CCWG will analyze it and will have its final meeting in the next ICANN meeting in Panama, and there agree the final report. Then it will go to the chartering organization and among others, GAC, and afterwards it is foreseen that it is transmitted to the board, which then have the implementation to do. There's many recommendations, and there's of course a lot of work to do by the ICANN org, but also on the different AC and SO, among others. GAC, we are going to look into the diversity issue and look what is important for us and keep track of that. During the implementation, it was discussed and agreed that there will be an implementation team to assist the ICANN org in implementing these recommendations. So that is the process, and what I can see could be relevant, is relevant, of course, is that GAC, when as a charter organization, we will be faced after the meeting in Panama to see whether we agree or disagree or whatever position we will have there. As I mentioned, I could see that two subjects have been important for government, the diversity, and there have been certain support for an so-called Office of Diversity. It didn't attract sufficient support in the CCWG, as many members think that this is an implementation issue, and it is not up to the CCWG to decide the setting up of this. We should focus on the requirements, and then we should leave it to the implementation part of how to organize it. On the jurisdiction, which is important for government, there is two things in the report. There is the OFAC part, which is the trade sanction, and there is things where registry, applicable law, and venue, which is in there, which is rather important for industry, at least non-US industry, to have hopefully other possibilities in the future, which applicable law could apply to their contract. As to jurisdiction, I will let other members speak about that, but at least it was during the meeting noted that at least four governments was not in agreement with the recommendations, and I think although it was a positive step, some government would like to see more done with the jurisdiction, and perhaps was seeking immunity or partly immunity in part of this. So that is my report. As a member of the CCWG, and from a Danish point of view, we are very, very satisfied with the result. We think it's amazing good result that we did the job, first the IANA transition and then did the workstream two, and especially we have been focused also what is important for our domain name industry, and we think the recommendation on applicable law and venue is very welcome from companies outside the US. So I will stop my reporting, and I'm sure that many others will also supplement this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dermark, for this very informative reporting. So any other updates from other GAC participants, whether the nominated members or even other GAC participants who are following the process? Yes, Brazil, please.
Thank you, Manal, and thank you for Denmark for this very comprehensive presentation, which we certainly concur with everything that was said by Denmark. I will focus my comments on the jurisdiction subgroup report. As Denmark has indicated, on Friday it has gone through two readings, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, so now it's ready to be included in the overall report that is being submitted for a second round of public consultation. As a result of the comments that were received, some areas in the text were improved, the language. However, the overall situation that emerged from the work of the subgroup remains substantively the same. So there will be a report containing two sets of recommendations, but this will not be a full consensus report. I think this is important to note, that although in the context of the subgroup there was certainly a very doses of support for the report containing those two sets of recommendations, those were not endorsed by all the members, including my own delegation. We filed a minority opinion that is being sent attached to the report, expressing objection to the report, not because we oppose the two sets of recommendations. We could certainly live with those recommendations and indeed support those recommendations, as we think they would improve on the disciplines for regarding jurisdiction within within ICANN. However, the reason why we are objecting the report and we were forced to do that is that unless we express our objection, it would be understood that we are fully satisfied with the whole outcome of discussions, that we are satisfied that our concerns were adequately addressed, and this is not the case. As you may recall, and we have had discussions on this in previous rounds, Brazil and others have, since the start of this exercise regarding the ICANN transition, expressed our understanding that one of the main issues, or possibly the most important issue, was together with establishing mechanism that would allow for the U.S. government to step aside, as it has been done, and we applaud that, that would also touch on the legal form of operation of the organization, which was and remain attached to the U.S. jurisdiction. That's still something that flows from the previous regime, flows is closely attached to the way ICANN was established unilaterally by the United States. So the U.S. government's role has been replaced by the mechanisms that are being established. However, the jurisdiction has not been affected. And the concrete and very the concrete result or consequence of that is that if any issue is going to be judicialized within ICANN, by the end of the day, it will be up to a federal judge in California to decide among the parties. And of course, that may affect interests that are seen, perceived by us and others as sovereign interests, and we don't agree to that, since we have not agreed in the first place to be governed by the U.S. Law. So again, it's nothing against any particular country, it's just the overall concept that as government we would not we do not feel compelled to accept a situation to which we are not part in the design of those rules, and therefore we have challenged this. Unfortunately, in the context of the subgroup work, it was not possible to address this set of issue that concern, and that refers to what Denmark has referred basically as seeking some kind of immunity from U.S. jurisdiction in regard to some aspects of its operation that would impinge on sovereignty assessments and so on and so forth. There was no traction within the group to discuss this. However, at the when the group was already in its very late stage, there was a clear recognition that those jurisdictional issues, from the perspective we have been expressing our concern, will not go away, that there is still a need to continue to discuss topics associated to jurisdiction, particularly that issue of possible immunities and how to make sure that by having the U.S. jurisdiction by default, this will not impinge on sovereignty in a way that is seen as inappropriate. So the report itself acknowledges this, acknowledges there are differences of opinion, and recommends that discussion will go on in other contexts. Of course, the mandate of the that was given to the subgroup within the CCWG Workstream 2 did not allow for that, but there is recognition that the issue has not been definitely solved. There are concerns that have not, and there is a call for this to continue. In the course of the first public consultation, there were a number of other parties that also expressed the same opinion. So the final wording we decided upon on Friday also makes reference to that, that even in this public consultation, that need was acknowledged and endorsed by some parties. So this basically is the situation vis-a-vis the sub-working group on jurisdiction report. It is there. It has been approved by consensus under that strange notion of consensus that prevails within the ICANN context. Governments accept it, but for governments it's full consensus, but for other decision it's consensus even in the presence of objection. But within that, those rules of engagement, the report was adopted by consensus. Certainly we could, again, support the recommendations that are there, but the gaps that are in the report and its failure to address an issue that for us is the most crucial issue since day one we have expressed, have obliged us to oppose the report, and a number of other GAC members have also done so. So at some point after the public consultation, the report will be submitted to the chartering organizations, including the GAC, and we'll certainly have opportunity to come back to those issues at a later stage. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brazil. I wonder whether there are any further updates from other countries or members, and I'm also wondering whether I understand there were four countries objecting to the jurisdiction. We've heard a very detailed position from Brazil, which highlights a few good things, that at least the recommendations in the report are not objectionable. They are good, but not enough, and that we need to find a process to continue the discussion. So, I would like to know whether other countries are sharing the same position or there are other points of objection. Thank you. Argentina, please. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to thank Denmark for the extremely detailed explanation of what is the status of the working group. I usually do that that report for myself, and I share it with the group, with the GAC, but I couldn't do that for personal reasons. That day I couldn't stay the whole day in the meeting. But thank you very much, Denmark, for that. That was very complete and explanatory. And also, our delegation would like to concur with Brazil. We felt the same lack of inclusion of all the things that were of high relevance. Following this issue for more than 12 years, I think that the lack of this jurisdiction issue about the legal establishment of the organization, what Benedicto explained very well, I'm not a specialist in that area. I think it is very important that it's stressed in the document that it's not there. And I personally thought that it was an important input for the document when it comes to the GAC. Well, other governments will be able to review that and see that objection. So this is why we supported that. And we have been following the process, and we didn't see that really included in the final document. So we think there is value in the objection and in not opposing to it, but giving a good sign of for the full document, but stressing that there are some issues that still need to be discussed and taken in consideration. And we thought that there is value in that stressed in the document when it comes to the GAC as a chartering organization. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Argentina. And I think you've been reporting enough, so we don't blame you for not reporting on this one. So I have Portugal and then France. Portugal, please.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I would like to thank Denmark for all the details presented and to the chair. Concerning the subject, well, we feel and we share the same concern presented by Brazil on jurisdiction. So we have a problem here, and so, well, we don't agree for the time being with the proposal. And we just shared the same concerns, very well presented by Brazil. Thank you.
Thank you, Portugal. France, please.
I will be speaking French. Merci beaucoup, Denmark, pour ce rapport.
Thank you. I would like to thank our colleague from Denmark. And let me make two comments. France was not able to show agreement with the recommendations for two reasons. The first one is a substantial reason. The other one has to do with the procedure. First, regarding Workstream 2, we believed that some recommendations and some viewpoints are taken into consideration more than others. And the report shows quite imperfectly the discussions that we have held and those who express different positions quite strongly have not been taken into account in the report. Now, regarding the content and the substantial issue, France has repeatedly expressed its support to what Brazil has just explained. And now we would like to know how the discussions within the CCWG will continue. During this week, we realized that it was necessary to begin to start discussions on very technical issues. And the report does not deal with very important legal issues. So it is important to consider what are the work tracks or the work areas after Workstream 2 that will be dealing with the jurisdiction issue. It is for this reason that France was unable to express its approval for these recommendations. And then we can also make some points about diversity. But we have a different way of looking at consensus depending on the topics. As far as jurisdiction is concerned, we haven't fully understood how consensus was assessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Franz. Would you like also to talk about diversity while you have the floor, or?
No. C'est le prochain.
Franz speaking. Not now. No, I don't want to introduce any changes to the agenda.
Updates, comments?
Canada.
Yes, Canada, please.
Good afternoon. For the record, it's Louisa Pais with the Canadian government. Would also like to take this opportunity to thank Denmark and Brazil for the detailed update. As well, would like to thank all GAC appointed members and also all GAC members that have participated in this cross-community working group, dedicating a lot of time and resources on this quite complex and difficult issues. Along with other GAC appointed members, Canada was present at the face-to-face meeting of the cross-community working group on accountability on Friday. We do support the final set of recommendations and the report. We recognize the strong engagement of many GAC members and the GAC as a whole in this almost three-year multi-stakeholder process. Canada can attest that public comments and interventions from governments have helped guide and enhance the consideration of these complex, sensitive, and multifaceted issues. We also believe the process to reach the final Workstream 2 recommendations has been methodical, transparent, and inclusive. We see this as another example of effective multi-stakeholder policymaking, and as such, we recognize the challenge in addressing the vast range of considerations and stakeholder perspectives from the whole ICANN community. We also believe ICANN's accountability will be undoubtedly enhanced by the suite of recommendations of this cross-community working group on accountability. And lastly, regarding next steps, the GAC will have to decide how it would like to endorse this recommendations as a chartering organization, as was mentioned previously. And just one idea that we could approach this if we would like to is similar the same way we approached it during the Marrakesh 2016 meeting, where we are able to, within the GAC communique, express the different points of views, but then hopefully do endorse the recommendations. I'll leave it at that, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Canada. And if there are no further requests for the floor, I think this takes us nicely to the following topic on this agenda item, which is how we want to organize ourselves to respond as a chartering organization. As highlighted by Tom, by Denmark, and by Canada, GAC is a chartering organization of the cross-community working group, and we are obliged to have a say on this. So I would like to open the floor on this topic and how we would like to organize ourselves so that by the time we are asked for our input, we're ready to provide it. So any... In other words, will we be ready to endorse the report to move forward? Brazil, please go ahead.
Thank you, Manal. I thank you for inviting the group to consider this, because although it might take some time for the report to come to the GAC and other SOs and ACs for their formal input and advice, I think it's timely for us to start considering how we want to address this, because basically the report is finished, as Denmark has said, in the course of the upcoming second round of consultations. There's not an expectation that substance will be changed fundamentally. So I think it's we have before us already the all the elements that will be brought to the attention of the GAC. So in that regard, I would assume, Manal, that might be important for us to devise a way in which we can give thorough consideration of the report. The co-chairs, the CCWG co-chairs, have indicated their assessment that when the full report will go for the SOs and ACs, this will be more than anything else, more a formality than anything else. But I would say that in the case of the GAC, since there, particularly in regard to jurisdiction, I continue to focus on that part of the report, there were a number of GAC members that have expressed very strong concerns. So I think we'll need some time to digest and prepare a common position, in case there will be a common position on that part of the report, you know, in order not to be surprised and not to be in a position that we'll have very limited time to consider the issue when it comes for formal approval or formal consideration. So I do not have a suggestion for that as of now, but I think it's very timely that we could, at the end of this meeting, have maybe established some timeline or some procedure that we'll adopt for considering the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. And yeah, definitely we were not going to come up with a position right away, but rather, as you rightly mentioned, devise a way forward and have a process to have this ready by the time we're asked to provide our input. So any further comments or remarks on this? Suggestions? So, yeah, Tom, please.
Thank you, Manala. I just wanted to draw members' attention to the timeline that was included in the brief, and which I believe is still being roughly or broadly followed by the working group, which is that the public comment period for the consolidated report, that is all of the recommendations, not just the ones on jurisdiction, but all of them, in a single report is likely to be out for public comment from the 18th of April to the 18th of May or thereabouts. So as a number of members have said, there is not an expectation that there will be, you know, substantive comments to take on board about the recommendations, but rather making sure that there are no inconsistencies or trying to work out any interdependencies perhaps with other work that's going on in ICANN. There's always a lot of work going on across ICANN. But that public comment period, again, for the benefit of newer members, ICANN has a fairly formal public comment process for these documents, but individual, including any government, can and often do submit their own comments to that process. So I just note that's one other avenue as well for if you wish to have things on the record. But I guess just bear in mind what the GAC participants in the group have said about substance as opposed to fine-tuning. And then it's not clear at this stage, I don't think, at precisely what point before the Panama meeting that a final document will be with the GAC and with the other chartering organisations to consider. But sometime between May and June, I guess, is the best bet. But as GAC members have indicated, it is unlikely that major changes will be made. And the material will be consolidated into a single report at some point. But as regards support from the Secretariat, of course, that as we did with Workstream 1, albeit with more people, we will be happy to work as directed by the GAC leadership to assist members. But It is a member-driven exercise, not a secretariat one, of course. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, and very good points. First, that individual GAC members, of course, can still weigh in their views individually, and also that the report is going to be adopted as a whole, or, I mean, the commenting is going to be on the whole thing. So it's a point to be considered as well, to look at all recommendations of the different tracks. Just to make sure I understood the timeline correctly, so if we are trying to work it backwards, we should be ready by May, June time frame, roughly? So it's...
The members who were there on Friday may wish to address that directly, but my understanding is that they will be seeking as much of an indication as they can, or as much of an indication as possible from the chartering organisations before the Panama meeting, which would indicate perhaps sometime towards the end of May. But having said that, again, looking back to the Workstream 1 process that finished in Marrakesh, what the working group wants is one thing, but a number of the organisations in the Marrakesh process did say they would have to wait until the Marrakesh meeting itself. So, and that's what happened with a number of groups who adopted a final position during the ICANN meeting, including the GAC, but there were others as well who said, well, we'll take our time and meet when we can. So if the GAC wish to do that there is precedent for that. But, of course, that we're not at that point yet, because the document hasn't been public commentised, if I can coin it a phrase. And the GAC has not yet had a substantive discussion, perhaps, about wording that might move towards a final view, but clearly it would not be a good idea to arrive in at ICANN 62 and say, what are we going to do about this? I'm sure members won't do that, but the precise timing should become clearer as the public comment process begins, I think. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, and yeah, actually, the timeline is very clear as well in the brief and on the screen. And sorry for overlooking this. So basically, we still have time, but it's good to start the exercise early and be ready on time. So this is just a brief to make sure we are all on the same page and to kickstart the process and the thinking, and we can definitely work on this intersessionally so that we can arrive at ICANN 62 with an agreed way forward. So I look forward to your active participation intersessionally on this until we arrive at a common GAC position as a chartering organization. So Brazil, please.
Just to comment in regard to the timeline, because I participated on Friday at the Friday meeting, and I see some slight differences here. First of all, I think it's a minor thing, maybe something the CCWG will address through a video conference or in another form. But formally, we did not yet gone through a first reading plenary of the draft final report as such. I think that will be done in the course of this meeting or immediately after, I'm not sure. And then also there was, when the co-chairs showed on screen the next stage, there was a specific moment in which the SOs and ACs would be consulted. I don't see it reflected on screen on that timeline. So, but I think it's also very important to be appraised when exactly it is expected for the issue to come back to the group and to the other SOs and ACs. It's not there. So I think there's just some minor things that should be further clarified so we can have clarity on the way forward.
Thank you very much, Brazil, for the clarification. And actually, the briefs were compiled and circulated 3 weeks before the meeting, so things were not that clear yet. But definitely, we will be revisiting the timeline and sharing a more accurate and updated one for members to consider and start working according to. So any further comments or requests for the floor? Okay, then we look forward to working on this intercessionally. We're doing great in times of timing. We've finished earlier than expected, so let me then conclude our GAC discussions on cross-community working group accountability work stream activities. And so the session is now adjourned. We will proceed with the next